This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Public comments needed on final LANL-SWICE record of decision. On Wednesday, March 25, 2026, the Department of Energy, DOE, released the final site-wide environmental impact statement for continued operations at Los Alamos National Laboratory, or the final LANL-SWICE, and its Record of Decision, or ROD. Key to DOE and its National Nuclear Security Administration plans are to expand production of the triggers for nuclear weapons, or the PITs, at LANL until at least 2038. DOE has released this final LANL-SWICE nearly a decade after it was first due in 2018. Between 2018 and 2026, LANL's annual congressional budget request has more than doubled from approximately $2.4 billion to $6 billion. Over this time, the focus has been to rebuild and expand plutonium pit production and reduce cleanup activities. The 2026 final SWICE follows these trends. Now is the time to prepare your comments on DOE's ROD to continue its expanded pit production operations at LANL. Next week, CCNS will have sample comments you can use as a base for your comments. They will focus on how in 2025, DOE began the public comment process for the draft LANL-SWICE as required by the National Environmental Protection Act, or NEPA. We quote from the final LANL-SWICE summary on page 12. The draft SWICE was published on January 10, 2025. On January 20, 2025, the U.S. President signed several executive orders that rescinded previous EOs directly affecting analysis presented in the draft SWICE. Text related to the rescinded EOs was removed. Further, on June 30, 2025, DOE rescinded most of 10 CFR Part 1021 and published its new NEPA implementing procedures. NNSA has prepared this final SWICE in accordance with these new DOE NEPA implementing procedures, and the draft SWICE was written in compliance with those regulations. The new procedures include a page limit of 300 pages, not including appendices or citations. Through the use of executive orders, this administration has cut off access to a full NEPA process to the peoples of New Mexico that began in January 2025, while at the same time assuming and projecting the assumption that it knows best. These are but two striking examples of why your comments on the ROD are essential. There is no formal comment period, but your voice is needed now. Sample public comments you can use will be available next week. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.